Grace to you and peace from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Text for our meditation this morning comes from our epistle lessons, St. Paul's letter to the Philippians, the fourth chapter. We reread verses 4-7. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again. Rejoice. Let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. This is our text. Paul rather enthusiastically says to us this morning, rejoice. I'll say it again, rejoice. And we respond, yeah, right. We think he wouldn't be telling us to do that if he knew what we were dealing with every day. Wars and rumors of wars. Ukraine and Russia. Hamas and Israel, just to name a few. Millions and millions of people who have entered our country illegally, and we have no idea where they are now or what they are up to. Worries of terrorist attacks. We just went through a worldwide day of jihad. Unending rising of prices for everything, like food and gasoline, just to name a few. Moral and social and sexual upheavals. Almost afraid to talk to anybody anymore. Before we can say anything to anyone, we first have to know, what's your gender? Are you male, female, non-binary, gender fluid? And when I do talk to you, what pronouns do I have to use? He or him, she or her, they or them, or how about this new one I heard this week? They asked him, what pronouns do you want me to use for you? And he answered, just call me Void. Or how about this? You also have to know what species people are now. We have students in high school and colleges who spend the day meowing and purring because they think they're cats. Hundreds of adults, it was either in Germany or France, gathered together to block streets and barked for over an hour because they wanted to be recognized as being dogs. It's in the midst of all this chaos that the Apostle Paul says to us, rejoice. Rejoice. I don't think I could do it even if I had the energy. If Paul knew what was going on in our world today, I wonder if he would have ever said that. Cheers, where everybody knows your name. Doesn't that sound good? A place where you can go and just relax. A place where you're welcomed and known by everyone. A place where you feel at home. A place filled with friends. A place to have a good time. A number of years ago, a man entered a bar on 52nd Street in New York City. He spent a lot of time just looking at the people who were gathered there that night. Listened to their conversations, watched the expressions on their faces. And after he watched them and listened to them, he wrote down these words on the napkin. Faces along the bar cling to their average day. The lights never go out. The music must always play. Lest we should see where we are, lost in a haunted wood. Children afraid of the night who have never been happy or good. Sadly, those words are a description of far too many lives today. For all of our lights, for all of the music, so many people are lost, alone, and afraid. Now you might think when St. Paul first penned these words, he was at a good place in his life. But the reality is far from that. When Paul wrote these words, he was in prison. He was in a Roman jail, and he was chained to the wall. Yet it was in that condition that the apostle could write and encourage his readers and us to have joy and peace. Now, these are not just empty words he's throwing out because he wants to kind of cheer us up a little bit. He's not trying to give us a halftime pep talk. He's telling us, he's assuring us that we have joy and we have peace because we are in the Lord. Circumstances of life may be miserable, but the Lord's love and his grace and his mercy and his power and rule and authority are constant. And we always have joy and peace because of who our God is. And because of the never-changing fact that he is ours and we are his. And that truth makes joy and peace a constant in the life of his children. He is God. He is our Lord. He is the Almighty One. He is our God, our Heavenly Father. And we are his dear children, now and forever. And there is nothing that can break that bond. Joy and peace for the children of God. They are God's gifts to us by his grace through our faith. So many people today get caught up in the pursuit of happiness. And if you look at it, it's really an endless pursuit of happiness. And that quest, that pursuit, only leaves you exhausted, empty, alone, and afraid. By inspiration of the Holy Spirit, St. Paul tells us, rejoice in the Lord always. And he says it again, rejoice. He wants you to know that your faith has moved you beyond that endless pursuit and quest of earthly pleasures. Our faith assures us that we live a life that possesses true joy and lasting peace. Two very special words, all wrapped up in the love that God had for us in his Son, Christ Jesus. When you read your Bible, you'll find that those two words almost always go together. In Galatians chapter 5, the Apostle Paul lists those two as part of the gift of the Holy Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit that he grows in us by faith. Every day he's at work growing that gift of joy and peace in our hearts. When we were baptized, we were made a new creation of Christ. In the water and word of baptism, he gave us a new and living heart. He planted faith in our hearts and souls, and he began to grow that fruit of the Spirit in our lives. And each and every time we hear, read, study, and meditate on the Word, every time we gather together for worship, every time we come to this altar for Holy Communion, every time we say prayer, that seed of faith that was planted in our baptisms, that fruit of the Spirit, is watered and nourished and grows. Joy and peace. From Christian perspective, they're not things that we pursue. They're the way we live as children of God. Remember what our text said. We have joy that is in the Lord. And we have peace because it is in Christ Jesus. That makes those gifts, that makes them a gift, not a pursuit or a treasure we chase after. They're gifts to us of God's grace. God gives us joy and peace in our heart, in our lives. And that's a constant reality for us, no matter what the circumstances of life we may be in. Let's take a look for a minute at those two words. The gift of joy. It's a gift of a true Christian virtue. Rejoice in the Lord, Paul says. And it's an important truth. Our joy is in the Lord. It's in the fact that he constantly loves us, that he constantly pours out into our hearts and lives his grace and mercy. Yes, situations may change, and at times our courage may rise or decrease, but the way that the Lord does things, the way that he is always with us, that we have been baptized into Christ Jesus, and in that baptism has put on the righteousness of Christ, that reality never changes. That makes always, not a challenge, but a reality. As Christians, we always have an occasion for joy. The Father always loves us. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is always with us. The Holy Spirit always fills us. Our faith assures us always of the complete forgiveness of all of our sins. Our sure and certain hope of heaven is always there for us. And nothing can ever change any of that. And that makes our joy in the Lord always a reality. Peace. Peace in Christ Jesus. As Paul said in our text, that what robs us of peace is worry and anxiety. And then he turns around and gives us the cure for our worry and anxiety. He says, prayer and thanksgiving. Imagine what would happen if we put prayer and thanksgiving in the place of our worries and fears. When we do that, God promises us peace. Peace that passes all understanding. Remember his first words to his disciples on that Easter Sunday morning? There they were, filled with worry and fear and terror about what was going to happen. Jesus had died. He'd been buried. What was going to happen to them now? But the first thing he says to them when he sees them, peace be with you. And the peace he gives us is not like peace the world gives. His peace comes because we are now in a right relationship with God. And when we have peace with God, we have true peace. It's more than just a nice, warm, fuzzy feeling. This peace has the power to lift us above all experiences of life. It's a peace that assures us that our God, our Lord, our Savior guards us, protects us, and keeps us. It enables us to look and to live above and beyond our circumstances because we know that in Christ we are always protected, kept, and guarded in Christ Jesus. I read a story a long time ago about a man at the beginning of World War II, and he realized that his little town and his house was quickly going to be overrun by the enemy, and it filled him with worry and fear. So he decided what he was going to do. He was going to leave his home and his country. He was going to go as far away as he could possibly go to a place that was so far out of the way, he was sure that he would be safe and secure until the war ended. He decided that he was going to relocate to a small, unknown island in the South Pacific. The name of the island was Guadalcanal. You know what happened. But true and lasting peace can only be found in Christ Jesus. That quest for peace and for joy has already been accomplished for us. God pursued our peace and joy on the cross in the life and death of his Son. Paul, in that Roman prison, knew this joy and peace. Today, in any situation, we too can have that same joy and peace. Even in the midst of wars and rumors of wars, even in the midst of social and political chaos, even when it seems that all Christian ethics and morals have collapsed, even then, we can rejoice because we rejoice in the Lord. So in these days, you want to make sure that you sink the roots of your faith deep into the rock of your salvation. Read, study, memorize, and meditate on the Word always. Worship and commune always. Pray always. Always make sure that you are growing in grace and in knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Through those means, the Holy Spirit will always be at work in your heart and your mind, growing those gifts of faith and love and joy and peace. And as we go through these days, remember this. The war has been fought. The victory has been won. By faith, we already share in that overwhelming victory. So, brothers and sisters in Christ, rejoice. I'll say it again. Rejoice and be glad. And let the peace of God that surpasses all understanding guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. May joy and peace be with you always. Amen. We rise. And now may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus until life everlasting. Amen. We remain standing and confess our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed.